Hare Om Sahana Bhavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Saha Viryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavaditamastu Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
So text page 78, text 62. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his commentary reveals how this verse represents Krishna's original instruction to Lord Brahma to establish his own sampradaya and propagate the philosophy of Achintaveda Veda Tattva. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta hence concludes this work by summarizing this knowledge in contrast with other speculative philosophies. Certain thinkers conclude that the non-differentiated Brahman is the ultimate entity, and by undergoing self-delusion, vivarta, exhibits the consciousness of differentiation, or the limiting principle itself, maya. When it is limited, is the phenomenal world and is itself the Brahman. Okay. In its unlimited position. Or the Brahman is the substance and this phenomenal world is the reflection. Or everything is an illusion of the jiva. These are the various ways they put it together. Because none of them on their own work. Something the Godhead is evidently a separate entity. Jiva is another different entity. And the phenomenal world, although it is a singular principle, exists separately as an eternally independent entity. Or Godhead is the substantive entity and all other entities, as chit and achit attributes are one in principle. Some propose that by the force of inconceivable potency, sometimes the monistic and sometimes the dualistic principle is realized as the truth. Some again arrive at the conclusion that the theory of the non-dual minus all potency is meaningless. Whence the Brahman is the one eternity, unalloyed entity vested with a pure potency. These speculations have originated from Veda, relying on the support of the Vedanta Sutra. In these speculations, although there is no truth that holds good in all positions, there is yet a certain measure of truth. Not to speak of the anti-Vedic speculations, Shankya, Patanjali, Nyaya, and Vaisheshika, nor even of Purva Mimamsa, which is fond of exclusive fruitive activity in conformity with the teaching of one portion of the Veda. The bodies of opinions detailed above have also come into existence by relying outwardly on the Vedanta itself. By discarding all these speculations, you and your bona fide community should adopt the ultimate principle identical with the doctrine of Achintaveda Veda Tattva, inconceivable simultaneous distinction and non-distinction. This will make you eligible for being a true devotee. The basic principle is that this animate world is made up of jivas and the inanimate world is constituted of matter. Of all these, the jivas have been manifested by my supreme para potency. And this phenomenal world has been manifested by my secondary apara potency. Right, so that's the para means about himself. My supreme para potency. Right. That's the transcendental knowledge. And then the secondary potency is the material energy, and that's your apara vidya. Mm-hmm. Right. So, but if that apara is in connection with the para, then it becomes all nice. But if it's not, then that's where it becomes avidya. I am the cause of all causes. In other words, I regulate all of them by the power of my will, although I am not a different entity from the marginal and material tattvastha and achit potencies. By the transformation of those distinct potencies, pradhana, substantial material principle, prakriti, material cause, and purusha, efficient cause, have been produced. Right? So you have these three. The pradhana, the substantial material principle, prakriti, the material cause, purusha, the efficient cause. Right? Because you always have the efficient cause, the material cause. But what are you dealing with? You're dealing with the substantial material principle. Right? Because that's what you're transforming. Okay, they have been produced. Hence, although as regards the subjective nature of all potency, I am pradhan prakriti and purusha, yet as the possessor of power, I am eternally distinct from all those potencies. Right? Because pradhan prakriti and purusha are all his energies, right? Because then in that case, then purusha means the jiva. Right? Because he's the one that thinks he's doing something. But at the same time, is that potency of the jiva is coming from him, from the Lord. Like that. And so then, therefore, in that mood as dealing as the Purusha avatars, Krishna is still separate from that as a person. This simultaneous distinction and non-difference has also sprung from my inconceivable power. So let the attainment of love for Krishna by the practice of pure devotion, through the knowledge of their mutual true relationship that subsists between the jiva, the jada, matter, and Krishna, based on the principle of inconceivable simultaneous distinction and non-distinction, be my instruction for being handed down in the order of spiritual perceptual succession in your community, Sri Brahma Sampradaya. Brahma Samhita 562 purport. Jiva Goswami concludes the commentary by stating that this philosophical understanding revealed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the preceptors in his line is the only way to discern the original meaning of this text. Quote, the Brahma Samhita, consisting of 100 chapters, which describes the Lord, was recited by Brahma and is filled with essential but deep knowledge concerning Krishna. Because you say essential, then much of the time we think, well, that's just basic. Therefore, the term deep. Because essential, we're talking here, is the deep means what everything's coming from. Though persons with various motives declare many alternative readings and meanings, I have obtained and verified the correct version. Digdarshani Tika 562 purport. Here ends the study guide in the fifth chapter of the verses of Brahma Samhita. Right? So now you're ready for the other 95? Or?
Well, apparently it disappeared.
Ah, so then we'll just have to leave it at this.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is pointing out that from the Vedanta you get all these other positions. It's not that they're an element of that position is. It's not that the position itself is totally wrong. It's just it's incomplete. So to try to make something complete out of something incomplete, it just doesn't work. So the only thing that pulls all these elements together is the Chinta Veda Veda Tattva. Therefore, any of these where the Lord is the material energy at the same time he's separate, that only we can describe. We're the only ones that can work out all these different aspects of Vedanta. Right? Because of this philosophy, that this is what Krishna gave to Brahma. Because otherwise, then, Brahman is unchanging, but then how does the material world is there? Right? So then there has to be, it has to come from illusion. Right? But then the problem is, where does illusion come from? Where's the basis? How does it have the power? Right? If it's going to have effect to do something, it has to mean there's power. Where does energy get its power from? It doesn't get it from itself. It's not self-sustaining. That's not the definition of energy. So it has to come from the Supreme. Right? But the Lord can't change, so that's the thing. He changes, but he doesn't change. Right? The jiva is an illusion, but the jiva is real. Material nature exists, but what we think it is, that's an illusion. And all of this is there, and Krishna is beyond all this. Right? But being beyond it doesn't mean he's not in control of it. Does that make sense? This is like the, Deism puts God beyond everything, but he's not involved with this. Right? Then you have the mundane things, or he is all this, and so he's mundane. Right? So that's the problem, is that without a Chintaveda Veda Tattva, you can't deal with all these. So they're all catching on some aspect of the truth, but at the same time, is it they don't benefit from it because they don't see the completeness of it. Right. So, yes.
So is Brahma Samhita considered Smriti?
Generally, yes. All these are considered Smriti, but at the same time, it's giving the actual conclusion of Veda, because
yes.
He's the one who spoke the Veda, and so now, having had that realization, then he is speaking this. So this is the purport on the Veda. You know, so just depending who it is, they accept, they don't accept. It's kind of like, we don't really worry about it. You know, because if you really have to deal in those areas, and how many people have to deal with somebody who does not accept Smriti? Have you met one?
Not outside of India.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, how many have you met? Yeah, so that's the whole point is, but if you need, then the acharyas give all the verses from Upanishads that one requires to establish, you know, Lord Chaitanya's philosophy. You know, and then the acharyas use all the Bhagavatam and Gita and all the other literatures also. So then, like that, then it's not an anxiety.
I'm just thinking, because it seems that here is the basis for the Brahma Sampradaya. So are there any references to the Brahma Sampradaya in any Shruti scriptures?
That I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. Like that. I'm not sure exactly how that works.
Well, that's just a detail. Yeah.
Maharaj, on that last page you were reading, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was describing pradhan and prakriti, material cause and substantial
material cause. Material substantive. What was that? Substantive material principle.
Okay.
Then there's the material cause, and then there's the official cause.
Between these two, prakriti and pradhan, is prakriti considered to be the origin of pradhan?
No, it means this prakriti is the 24 elements in their, how you say, static state.
Unmanifest.
Yeah, unmanifest. But then when the Lord, by his glance, then, how you say, you bring it into motion, that becomes the mahat.
Mm-hmm.
So that now that those elements that are there, they become empowered, so now they can do things, right? To come together, be separated, and all that. So Maya controls those through the modes of nature.
So what's the difference between the prakriti and the pradhan?
Means it's just like, what's the difference between blending and the blender, right? And then, so that's the, how we call it, substantial material principle is the blender. The blending is the prakriti, the material cause. And then the efficient cause is the idiot that pushes the button and thinks, I'm doing all this. Right? Yeah. So we see here is that you come down to Purusha and Prakriti, the material cause and efficient cause. You can also bring it back, meaning the efficient cause being the Supreme Lord, and then the total material energy. So, but the Lord, he only technically deals with his internal potency. So if you get into detail between the efficient cause and the material cause, then you end up with four. So then, where the Lord is the efficient cause, then that takes the position of the original cause. And then his dealing with the material cause is he's dealing with the formal cause, his internal potency. The internal potency transforms, you get your material cause. And the jiva, he takes the position of thinking, I am the supreme. So that way you get the four aspects. So you get the two as it is here, you get the two, it means you get the original, what's the actual, what's going on. Then you have what, how the living entity thinks it's going on. Though still the material cause is real. Right? The jiva is real, but the jiva is thinking, I'm controlling the material energy. That's the illusion.
Sometimes I've mentioned also time factors, like efficient cause.
Yes, because the time factor is the Lord. Like that, he is time. So then that's that. Because everything is in, it means the Lord is the original cause and it stays like that. But at the same time, whatever expands from him is the efficient. I mean, is the, what do you call it?
Material. Formal.
No, the effect. Right? But then when you take the position of the effect, then it becomes the cause of the next effect.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Means, in other words, Krishna is there, Balaram's effect. Balaram's cause, Mahavishnu's effect. Mahavishnu's cause, then Garbhadaksha, you know, it just keeps going down. Yes. Like, but, in any case, when Krishna expands as cause and effect, he still remains as cause. So him transforming as cause into effect as Shiva, he still causes Vishnu. Though he has transformed as into Shiva as effect. So, anything else on?
I think that Srila Prabhupada, he mentions about Brahma Samhita on the Prabhu's point when he describing Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Prabhupada comments then, Mahaprabhu, he found that book while touring in South India. He brought two books, Krishna Karanamrita and Brahma Samhita. And he says that some people say that they don't believe it's authentic, you know, written by Brahma, but then Prabhupada explained that if it's written by Mahaprabhu, it's really good for us.
Yeah. I mean, it's like this. Brahma is expanding from Vishnu, so if it's either written by Brahma or it's written by Vishnu himself, so then...
We don't have no problem.
We have no problem. You know, it's like saying the book was written by the vice president, but at the same time there's a doubt that maybe the president didn't write it himself. So, you know, and then that's a cause for being bogus. You know, it's like that. All it is that if something's not exactly as it's said to be, then we try to throw it out. That's all. But the point is it's either Brahma's or it's Swayam Krishna's. So what's the problem? You know.
Good.
Yeah. You know, it's just like, you know, how you say, you have a 100-rupee note, and you have a, you know, and then you're saying, well, actually, you know, I don't think it's a 100-rupee note, you know, like that. So what's the alternative? Well, if it's not 100-rupee, that would mean it would have to be a 1,000-rupee note, you know. Yeah, so we don't accept all this. You know, it's like, it's 1,000 rupees. It was great. So that's a problem. You had something? No. No? Yes? Done? Okay.
Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Yeah. Some of it are back to Dindiki. Yeah. Yeah.